Hello, welcome to Possibility Realm Podcast, and thank you for joining me on this episode. I am Manu Ibot. How is your holidays going? Hope you're having some time to relax and to reflect as we prepare to get into the next year, 2021. Over the last episode, we've been talking about the lessons we've learned in 2020. But today, I want us to talk about becoming you in 2021. How are you preparing for the next year? You know, when unprecedented events happen, such as our personal experiences and the collective experience of this year, it has a tendency to leave us shattered. It leaves us with a shattered image which plants various beliefs about yourself, about others, and about the world. You know, everything starts with a belief. Where you are now is a result of a belief planted in you at some point in life. Becoming often follows a belief. So when we are talking about becoming, first of all, we have to look at those beliefs we've always had. The word become comes from a root word which means to come about, to happen, to be made, or to be turned into. Sometimes, you know, we pray for God to take away all our past traumas, but God wants you to become abundantly whole. God doesn't just want to use a wand to erase all you have been through, the self-destructive coping methods, and to give you a brand new flashy life. I mean, He wants you to become, to be turned into, to be made whole. And that doesn't always work well for us because we want instant results, don't we? But you, my friend, you have to go through a process to get the best. Instead of giving you what you want, God wants you to become that person instead. Maybe you are praying for God to give you a husband, but God wants you to become a wife or vice versa. The difference between receiving and becoming lies in your belief. In your natural self, you are believing to receive a husband from God because in your timeline, you should be married at this time. But God knows that you don't need a husband. You need to become a wife. He knows that trauma has done something to your belief system to the point that unless that belief changes you to first become a wife, you will have more complicated problems if you receive a husband. Another thing is that our beliefs are often what life has made us, the results of our experiences. You see, it has shaped us into an image. That image doesn't always align with the future we desire. In order to have that future, that job, that career, that business, that relationship, we have to change certain beliefs in order to become. Often, our current beliefs do not align with who we want to become. Have you noticed that? Well, the good news is that despite what you believe about yourself, about the world and others, about God, it is a conditioning and you can recondition yourself. My friend, your life is a life that is programmed. You are going to be a manifestation of what has been programmed into your spirit. If your programming is giving you the results you want, good for you. Continue with it. But if the programming is not giving you what you want, you can change it. But in order to do that, first, you have to believe that it is possible to become who you want to become. I know it is possible because God has put everything in you that is required to be that person. God has assigned you to a purpose. Despite all that has happened, there is an assignment on your life. You see, events, experiences may have made it dusty. It could be fully covered in dust, but if you dig through that dust, you will find that assigned purpose. By the way, purpose is not something you have to go searching for in the future. It starts right where you are. But first, my friend, you have to choose to either become what life has made you or what God has made you. You have to see the image of that person. Imagine it, feel it, feel what it's like to be that person. Have faith and hope that goes contrary to every hopeless situation because it is possible. What do you want to become in 2021 and beyond? Do you want to get back on your feet again? Do you want to stop existing and start living? Do you want to raise thriving children? Do you want to go to the next level in your career? Do you want to build a family on a firm foundation? Do you want a new relationship, be it friendship or romantic? What do you want to become? Do you believe that God has called you into that purpose, that it is predestined by Him, and that you have it in you to become it? If God has made you whole, my friend, believe it and become whole. Whoever you believe that God has made you to be, have to believe that God has made you that person. And then you have to be determined to walk in it. By the way, your destiny is not dependent on what life has made you, but on what God has made you. It could be that because of your past experiences, you have been known by a certain level. That doesn't determine your destiny. Whether it is by society, your family system, the political or the educational system, they do not determine your destiny. You and God determine your value and where you fit in. Maybe you have written yourself out because you do not see the possibility that you are valuable. My friend, give yourself permission to re-examine yourself. There is so much value in you. Place yourself in that position of value. Unless you place yourself there, you won't see that God has already placed you in that place of value. People may despise you, but don't despise yourself. Do not consider the rejection, the words of abuse and insults. Don't allow people's projection of you, be it good or bad, get inside you. They may have called you a failure, but it's time to lift yourself to the position of success. Rise up to that which people will look up to and say, wow, this can only be God. Because the person you have become is marvelous in the sight. Be determined to make your life a testimony of the Lord's doing. When you believe that you can become that person, it flows out of that belief, and God is there to take you through that process. So you will become it. In Philippians 3:13, Paul says, I do not claim that I have already succeeded or have already become perfect. I keep striving to win the prize for which Christ Jesus has already won for me. He is saying that God has destined him to something. He believes it. He hasn't become it, but he strives for it because Jesus Christ has won it for him. Isn't that wonderful? What has Jesus Christ won for you? Now, the thing is this, you do not just believe it and fold your hands. Remember, that was the first step to spark the fire going. Now, you have to work to lay your hands on it. You have to go through the process. Your becoming won't just happen. You have a role to play in making it happen. The person you become needs to go through a process. And in that process, you need a plan. If you do not have a plan, you will be throwing arrows on an unknown target. You might say, my life has been filled with turbulence. Why should I plan? I will just go with the flow. You know, for so many years, I thought that it was wrong for a child of God to plan because God plans and we flow with the plan. Did you have those thoughts? Well, after reading many scriptures and getting revelations that enlightened me on the topic, I have a contrary belief now. And I won't bother you with all of it because that's a conversation for another day. But just so you know, planning is one way of being purposeful with your life. If you do not plan, you won't know the direction God is leading you on. It is how you decide to do what God has planted in your heart. Your plan is the vision, the purpose, the idea, the mission, the dreams God has revealed to you. Don't just go through life hoping that things will happen. You have to be intentional about your purpose. Yes, God is the boss. He can overrule your plans. But until then, after praying, go with a plan in your heart. So to become, first, you have to believe that you can become. Secondly, you have to decide to become by making a plan. In your plan, I want you to state clearly why you want to become that person. Why do you want to become that person? Yes, a tip for you. The reason to become shouldn't be to impress. Choose to fulfill purpose, not to impress. Also, state how you spend your time. Who do you spend your time with? Or what do you spend your time on? What do you read or listen to? Do an assessment of what it would take to accomplish that plan. The strengths, the obstacles, the resources, and the people. This plays a great role in directing who you become. It is not just in God's hands, my friend. It is in your hands as well. Another thing to do is to be diligent. Put in the hard work, the commitment, the dedication, the focus. your passion, put it all on it. Push through when the going gets tough. And while you are at it, here is the action I want you to take. And promise me you're going to do it before the new year. The first thing I want you to do is to write down who you want to become in 2021. Secondly, make a plan on how you will become what you have written. Thirdly, pray daily for the wisdom, the grace, and the resources to accomplish that plan. My friend, that is how you will become in 2021 and beyond. And I pray that you will find your place in life, in the purpose and will God predestined for you. Thank you for listening. Happy New Year to you and to your loved ones. Share this message with the people in your life so you will all grow together. And if you haven't subscribed to this podcast or if you are new here, please subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to it. If you're listening on iTunes and if you find this podcast valuable, I encourage you to please review it and rate it so others can find it too. Bye, take care, and God bless you.